Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Is considering.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning at this time, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about what's happening in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
The Democratic National Convention is underway in Philadelphia. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody is there. He's spoken with Michigan delegates who support Bernie Sanders, and Sanders won the Michigan primary. But some of his more frustrated supporters now say they'll turn to the Green Party or other options now that Hillary Clinton has earned the nomination. Do you see division in the Democratic Party affecting the overall outcome here in Michigan and maybe beyond in November?
Well, I have to hope it doesn't, but this is sort of normal for Democrats, who are a collection of interest groups, after all. And some of these Sanders delegates are probably not party regulars. They're people who are sort of new to the process. But in the long run, this happens a lot, especially among Democrats. But in the long run, when they're confronted with the actuality, the choices between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, most of these folks will end up voting for Hillary Clinton. Some of them may stay home, and that's their big worry. But historically, more than 90% of these people, in the end, will end up voting for Clinton.
Jack, former Governor Jennifer Granholm is set to speak Thursday night after giving an especially energetic speech 4 years ago. Granholm's now working at the University of California, Berkeley. Any signs of a return to Michigan politics for her?
Absolutely not. Granholm was sort of discredited in Michigan. Her governorship didn't end well. After saying she'd stay here, she immediately lit out for California. And there isn't any job here, really. She's term limited. She couldn't run for governor again. The Senate seats are occupied. What she wants is a job with the Hillary Clinton administration. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, of course, and she's probably likely to get one. She was a fervent Hillary backer 8 years ago, with the result that despite she very much wanted a job with President Obama, and he never gave her one. So she's hoping for a job with the Clinton administration.
And finally, Jack, we've spoken about straight ticket balloting before, the ability to make one mark on your ballot to choose every candidate from a single party. A court struck down Michigan's new ban on the practice, but now State Attorney General Bill Schuette has served notice that he plans to appeal that ruling. Can you describe what's at stake for Michigan political races when this is all sorted out?
Republicans want to ban straight ticket voting. Democrats don't. It hurts Republican candidates, they feel, for what are called down ballot offices like State Board of Education seats, possibly legislative seats. The clock is ticking, and every day that goes by makes it just that much less likely the straight ticket voting could be restored this year. They've got to have ballots printed by September 24th and right after the August primary to send the overseas military folks. Of course, it depends on what will happen, as there'll be a panel of judges who will rule on whether affirming or overturning U.S. District Judge Gershwin Drain's opinion, and that probably will be appealed further. This may end up going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, but if I had to bet on it, straight ticket voting will be back this November. After that, all bets are off.
Do you think a more informed voter is better, or a voter who takes the time to look at each race is better for the process here in Michigan?
That's not really the question. The problem is that Michigan makes it very difficult to vote. It's hard to get an absentee ballot. There's no early voting. And nonpartisan election officials hate what the Republicans have done because it means that it'll take longer for every voter to cast a ballot. Of course, voters should be informed, but it's very hard to be informed about all these races. And if you're going to have to fill in every oval, and you often have dozens of races on a general election ballot, you're looking at very long lines, and some voters probably just giving up and going home. That's the major problem here.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday at this time to talk about the latest in Michigan news and politics.